Welcome back to Game On, where every season is our season. Here's Wes Moore.
Back at it, we go to the Utility Communications Hotline, bring in Matt Jones, WholeHogSports.com. Matt, welcome to the show. We got a fired up Phil Elson. He's ready for Razorback basketball. Let me start there. I think there's a reason to be very optimistic for the men's team. I think they're going to be really good. What do you see this year?
Well, they're going to have to be better than they've been in the exhibition games. They haven't looked real good in the exhibition games, or at least what I've seen. And you know, full disclosure, I didn't see the first one. I did see the one Friday night against Missouri Western. I think that part of that probably is due to the fact that they're down a couple of their power forwards, and you know, their numbers are low with Khalil Garland not being able to play. They have another player who didn't play the other night. I think they only played 8 against Missouri Western in that game. I think you're right that there's reason to be optimistic about what that team could do this year. But if the exhibition season is any indication, it would not surprise me to see them struggle some early in the season, beginning with Sunday against a Bucknell team that's got 9 players back. I think it's 9 leading scorers are back from a team that went to the NCAA tournament last year and nearly pulled off a first-round upset against West Virginia.
So you got Samford Friday, Bucknell on Sunday. Uh-huh. What will we learn over the weekend about the team, you think?
Well, I don't know a lot about Samford, but I do know they're coached by Scott Padgett, who was the great Kentucky player in the late 90s, who was on the national championship teams in 96 and 98, and he was on the runner-up team in 97. So he's got great credentials. If he runs a system anything like what they had at Kentucky, it'll probably be a pretty fast-paced, up-and-down-the-floor type game. I know Bucknell, actually, it's a little bit of a misconception about how Bucknell plays. Like, a lot of people see, their scores and say this must be a team that kind of slows it down. And, Jimmy Carter, who, covers basketball for us, he was saying the other day that Bucknell actually ran one of the faster paces in the country offensively. So I think both of the games this week will probably, be I hate to say high-scoring games because I think teams miss a lot of shots early in the season. But I think that, they will be fast-paced games with a lot of shot attempts. And so they have the potential to be some high-scoring games. Obviously, both that style fits what Arkansas likes to do. But I think that they might have some trouble with Bucknell just because of, the numbers. It wouldn't surprise me if Arkansas doesn't play more than 8 or 9 players in either of the games this weekend.
All right, Matt, we're talking with Matt Jones from WholeHogSports.com. Let's say Arkansas basketball beats Oklahoma Thursday in the PK-80, and they're playing North Carolina Friday afternoon. Will more Razorback fans be watching the football game against Missouri or the basketball game against North Carolina?
Football. I mean, there's no doubt in my mind about that. Arkansas is a football school, and even in a bad year in football, it's still going to be the draw over basketball. That's just that's how it's always been, and I don't think that'll be any different. I do think that you'll probably, the one thing that's different now though, Wes, than what you could do 10 years ago, is you can sit in your living room and you can watch football on the TV and have the basketball game on your smartphone or on your iPad or on your computer or something. And I bet there are going to be a lot of people like that, sitting around on Friday trying to watch as much as they can of both those games.
Matt Jones with us, WholeHogSports.com. All right, take a stab at our question of the day. I was on the field. I saw how happy the team was after pulling out the win. Even the coaches were exchanging, high fives and hugs, and it meant a lot to come back and win. And it made me think, is that the last time this coaching staff, Brett Bielema, celebrates a win? Is this the last win in the Brett Bielema era?
Might be. I don't think they'll beat LSU this week. I would be not surprised, but I don't think they'll beat Mississippi State in Fayetteville in a couple of weeks. And, Missouri's playing a lot better right now, albeit, what it's done the last few weeks have been against some pretty bad teams, Idaho, UConn, and Florida. I think the optimist says that Arkansas could finish, 2-1 at the end of the year. The realist says that, it's probably going to be 1-2, or they might not win another game the rest of the season. You just look at who they've beaten this year. Beat an FCS team. They've beaten two Sun Belt teams, including one who was in FCS last year, barely, against Coastal Carolina over the weekend, and they beat Ole Miss, who, it's kind of a mess, although it did come back and win at Kentucky the other day. Just no good wins on the schedule. They could easily be 2-7 instead of 4-5 this year, and with a couple of ranked teams left and a Missouri team that can score a lot of points, that seems to be a matchup that doesn't look too favorable for Arkansas. You wonder if they're going to win again. I think they probably will win one more time, but I could certainly see where they don't.
Could go would, and I know it's purely speculation, but would winning two of the last three, going to a bowl, would that save Bielema, you think?
Probably. I mean, I think that with everything as it is, and being, buyouts and recruiting, and you don't want to make a change unless you have to. And I think it would be easy to justify, if you were Arkansas's AD, bringing back a coach that had gone to four straight bowl games, even if, one of them was with a, or two of them actually were with 6-6 records. So I think it probably would. But I'm not the one making the decision, and the person who's makes that decision, he plays things pretty close to the vest, and doesn't say a lot, even to those around him about what he's thinking. So it's hard for me to say one way or the other.
Matt Jones with us, WholeHogSports.com. All right, the team spoke yesterday, or the coordinators, I should say, spoke yesterday, and then Brett Bielema. This LSU matchup, to me, I would think you're going to see a different intensity because of all the Louisiana players on this team, and they make major contributions. These aren't just guys that are backing up. These are guys who are in starting roles. And it's an SEC game. Do you believe we'll see a different team out there?
No, I mean, I think what you see is what you get with Arkansas this year. You can't, motivation to play a game, I think, can only go so far. I think, it still comes down to coaching and talent. And, I just don't think Arkansas matches up with LSU, really in either of those categories. And I would be really surprised if Arkansas was able to win at LSU. And, I know a lot of people are, talking about Cole Kelly potentially going back to Louisiana and starting on Saturday, but he's going around in a walking boot right now on his toe that got stepped on, and he may not even play, may not start down there. It may be Austin Allen's turn to regain the reins at quarterback. And so I would be really surprised if the number of Louisianans on the roster or on the staff, I think that's fun to talk about and write about before the before the game is played, but I don't think it really matters much once it's kicked off.
Listening to Bielema yesterday, could you get a feel for what he was thinking for quarterback?
No, not really. I mean, really the only indication that anything is going on is that Austin Allen, is gone through practice now. They said that he went through a full week of practice last week, so you would anticipate that to be the case again this week. And that Cole Kelly's in a walking boot that's not going to necessarily, impact his practice time. I think they're playing it close to the vest. My guess is if both of them are 100%, Austin Allen will be the starter just because he's got more experience playing on the road, playing, in the SEC. But I don't, I don't know for sure. And it should be said one other thing on the walking boot. A lot of times that sounds worse than what it really is. For instance, after the Ole Miss game the other day, Yelda Froholt came into the locker room in a walking boot, And we ask him, you know, is anything wrong? No, it's just put on as precaution. And sometimes it's done that way, you know, just as a, you know, precaution so that an injury doesn't get worse.
The hope was the hope that Kelly's able to practice today.
Yeah. I mean, they don't expect him to miss any practice time.
It's okay.
That, you know, there was an injury, and that's why I was saying, you know, sometimes when you hear somebody's in a walking boot, it might sound a lot worse than it really is.
Matt Jones, WholeHogSports.com. He's on the Fidelity Communications Hotline. Defensively, they haven't stopped anyone, really, the last couple of weeks. If you think about it, Ole Miss stopped themselves with turnovers. And one of the things, the reasons Coastal Carolina had so much success, they didn't turn the ball over. Is there anything that they can do at this point to improve? What's the hope for this defense against the LSU, Mississippi State, Missouri? You know, teams that LSU can run the ball really well, Mississippi State a little bit of both, and, of course, Missouri's going to throw it all over the place.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it goes back to what I said earlier that, you know, you get to this point in the season and you kind of know what you have from a personnel standpoint. I do think the defense is a little bit better when McTelvin Ageim is in the game. You know, he missed the quarter against Ole Miss when Ole Miss had almost half of its yards in the first quarter, and he missed, you know, basically the final three quarters against Coastal Carolina. When he was ejected, you know, he'll be able to play against LSU. I think, you know, he makes the defense a little bit better, and, you know, and then it's a lot worse whenever he goes out. But you know, from a personnel standpoint, I just think that they've got what they've got. And get this late in the year, players are tired. I think offenses typically are a little bit more ahead of defenses late in the year, whereas I think defenses might be a little bit ahead early in the season. And I would anticipate LSU is going to do to Arkansas what Alabama did, what Auburn did, what Ole Miss did, Coastal Carolina. You go on down the list, and Arkansas really hasn't stopped very many teams this year. I think if you take the Florida A&M game away, I think the fewest points Arkansas has allowed is 24, and they've allowed 37 or more, I think, six times. And it's just not a very good defense this year. And I don't think you can change that this late in the season. I think that you have to do that through, you know, evaluations in the offseason and recruiting.
Thank you for your time. As always, we appreciate it. Have a good week. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Thank you, guys. We'll see you.
Matt Jones, WholeHogSports.com. When we come back, it's the Razorback of the Day. Stick around. It's Game On.